This program is presented by a community producer through Midland Community Television. The City of Midland and MCTV are not responsible for the content of the program. The views presented do not necessarily represent those of the City of Midland or MCTV. If you would like to produce your own program, contact MCTV at 837-3474 or access our website, cityofmidlandmi.gov/MCTV.
Are appointed by the City Council. Planning Commission meets two Tuesdays per month at 7 p.m. in Council Chambers at City Hall. This presentation is provided by the MCTV Network, a service of the City of Midland. Replays of this meeting can be found on MGTV Channel 188 on Charter Spectrum, through Channel 99 on AT&T Uverse, or on demand at www.cityofmidlandmi.gov. Select meetings are available on MCTV Network's Government Affairs Podcast Channel. The following presentation of the Midland City Planning Commission will begin in a moment. The Midland City Planning Commission is responsible for overseeing the city's master plan, conducting public hearings, and offering recommendations to the City Council.
January 23rd, this meeting is called to order. Would you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Nine Midland residents who are appointed by the City Council.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
at 7 p.m.
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will you please call roll?
Kohlinger?
Here.
Thomas?
Yep.
Broderick?
Here.
Panasik?
Here.
McCoy?
Here.
Decro?
Here.
Craig?
Here.
Griffiths?
Here.
Powell? Mr. Chair, you have a quorum.
All right. Next item on our agenda is approval of the minutes. We have one set of minutes to approve this evening, those from our regular meeting on January 9th.
I move we approve as written.
I second.
We have a motion and a second from our motion from Commissioner Griffiths and a second for Commissioner McCoy to approve the minutes from our regular meeting on January 9th. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Those minutes are approved. Next on our agenda are public hearings. As we're getting started, a reminder of the process for our public hearings. We'll begin with a staff presentation and overview of the petition. And present, give the opportunity for the petitioner to present, then welcome public comments before giving the petitioner the opportunity for final comments and rebuttal. We will then close the public hearing and go into deliberation by the Planning Commission. We have one public hearing this evening, and that is for the Capital Improvement Plan for 2025 through 2030.
Mr. Chair, I'll make this brief tonight. The Capital Improvement Plan is coming back to you as presented at your January 9th meeting. Just a reminder, the Capital Improvement Plan is basically a tool used by the City of Midland and other communities to help us to identify what our long-range capital needs are, how we're going to fund those needs, how we can coordinate those needs internally and with external partners to ensure that we have a robust and up-to-date network of capital infrastructure and assets. It's also a means of implementing our community's master plan. We're required to create a CIP under the Michigan Planning Enabling Act, and that act calls upon the Planning Commission to lead that process. Helps us to optimize our use of public funds, keep the public informed about projects that we're planning, and align our investments with our priorities. Items in the plan are included if they surpass these capital thresholds, $15,000 per item for capital purchases. So things like equipment, maybe buying a new plow truck or something of that type, and then $50,000 infrastructure assets. These, thresholds, if you're thinking in a household context, are fairly high, but in a current purchasing environment, $50,000 doesn't buy a lot of capital assets, and $50,000 doesn't get very far in infrastructure assets. And I just point that out to say basically everything that falls into our capital asset and infrastructure categories, except for the most minute of purchases or projects, is going to be captured in this plan. Capital Improvement Plan projects. So this, and really important to understand, the Capital Improvement Plan is not a budget. It's a tool that helps to inform the city's budget process. And so we do the capital improvement plan development process primarily through the fall of 2023 for this plan. That's done, you know, by staff identifying needs, taking any referred projects from the community, pulling a plan together, coordinated document, bringing it forward through this process with the Planning Commission. And then upon adoption by City Council, the Finance Department of the city, as they prepare the city's annual budget for the upcoming fiscal year, can look to the capital improvement plan as a source of information to help to build the capital portion of that budget. When doing that, there's going to be a variety of funding sources that are paying for projects that are identified in the plan. Those include everything from special assessments on private property owners, our two county road millages, state funding, which comes from a variety of sources, including, probably most importantly for this plan, Act 51 transportation dollars, state revolving fund, which is helping to pay for some of our Concept 5 improvements, which are a big portion of the current plan, enterprise funds, so things like our water system, our landfill, where user fees pay for the capital costs. Those are basically part of that fee development, is determining what the capital needs are. Federal funding through a variety of sources, including our community development block grant program. Tax increment financing, which is primarily in our tax increment district, so our Downtown Development Authority, our Center City Authority, where we're capturing increment that's reinvested in those districts. And then grants and donations, obviously, very fortunate in Midland to say that that is a significant funding source that helps to make a number of really necessary and important projects happen. In terms of an overview of the proposed capital improvement plan, again, this is a six-year plan, so programming for our upcoming fiscal year 24-25, going out to the fiscal year 29-30. If this plan in its entirety were to be implemented, it would represent an investment in our infrastructure and capital assets of $69 million in the upcoming fiscal year and $264 million over the six-year plan period. So a tremendous amount of investment in our capital assets and infrastructure. That year one number is probably going to be much closer to on target. Year one of this plan is meant to represent the most solid part of the plan because that's going to ultimately directly more or less align with budgeting that takes place for the upcoming fiscal year. Our out years of 2 through 6, there's a little bit more play there as we make financing determinations for specific projects. We continue to coordinate things. You'll see year over year, there'll be more changes in year 2 through 6. And then obviously we'll be rolling in a new year of projects next year. We've received no public comments on the plan to date. You are scheduled to have a public hearing this evening on the plan before making a recommendation to City Council on the plan's adoption. So that'll happen tonight. City Council will receive your recommendation and receive a presentation on the plan at their next meeting on February the 5th. And then on February the 19th, City Council will have an opportunity to consider adoption of the plan. With that, I would welcome any questions from the Planning Commission.
Questions, commissioners? I think most of you saw the plan last time, but for those of you that weren't here, any questions? Okay, thank you. I'll now welcome any public comments or questions. Any public comments or questions? Petitioner have any final comments?
I don't, thank you.
We'll close the public hearing and go into deliberation by the Planning Commission. So ultimately, commissioners, this is a recommendation for approval to City Council.
I motion that we approve.
I second.
I have a motion from Commissioner Thomas and a second from Commissioner McCoy to recommend approval of the 2025 to 2030 Capital Improvement Plan to City Council. Please call roll.
Kohlinger?
Yes.
Thomas?
Yes.
Broderick?
Yes.
Panasik?
Yes.
McCoy?
Yes.
Decro?
Yes.
Craig?
Yes.
Griffiths?
Yes.
Passes 8-0.
Okay. So the next step in the process is a presentation to City Council on February 5th at the earliest, correct?
Yes, that will happen on February the 5th.
Okay, Moving on in our agenda, next item would be old business. I'm seeing none, unless the commissioners have anything else they'd like to address underneath old business. We'll now welcome public comments unrelated to items on the agenda. Any public comments unrelated to items on the agenda? New business, I'm not seeing anything on the agenda. Anything from the commission? No communications, correct?
Correct.
I have no report this evening, so we're on to report of the planning director.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Your next regular meeting on Tuesday, February the 6th, which is the first Tuesday of February, we will be reviewing some discussion items. So as mentioned at your last meeting, upon receipt of the comments received during the 63-day review period for Midland City Modern, we will be coming back to you with a list of staff recommended amendments to the plan, as well as items that we recommend that you discuss. We'll be looking for you to discuss those discussion items on the 6th and just simply receive the amendment recommendations at that time. We did not get any action items for the February 20th meeting, and so we're going to recommend cancellation of the meeting. And then on your at your March 12th meeting, which will be the next regular meeting, we'll look for Planning Commission direction on those recommended amendments, so that we can move forward with final amendments to the proposed master plan and then ultimately bring that final document back to you for public hearing. So that's what we have coming up. We don't have any other action items on February 6th, but I would encourage you please make that meeting a priority, since those discussion items are very important as we move forward with final amendments to the plan. The only other thing I want to remind the Planning Commission of is that we have rescheduled your second meeting in March based on the feedback we received to Thursday, March 21st at 7 o'clock. So Thursday, March 21st in lieu of the original scheduling, which would have been during the Midland Public School spring break. So please ensure that's on your calendar. If you will not be in attendance on March 21st, you could let us know as soon as possible so we can ensure we have a quorum. We'd appreciate it. That's all I have this evening, Mr. Chair.
A quick question on the master plan with the timeline that you outlined. What's the earliest we'd be recommending approval of the plan to City Council?
So the way that process works, the Planning Commission adopts the plan. So the plan will come back to the Planning Commission for public hearing and the Planning Commission will act to adopt it. That will probably be sometime in April or May, depending on how quickly we're able to update the document. One of the downsides to having a graphically interesting document is that it's going to be a little bit more time consuming to update because we want it to remain graphically. We don't want it to be graphically interesting for the wrong reasons. So we'll have a little bit of work ahead of us and we'll need to coordinate those schedules with the folks that are doing that work, which is not Ryan or I, on the graphic design components. But that would be our aim, is probably no later than May to have that plan back before you for a public hearing.
Okay. Yeah, so the timetable is to discuss initial amendments plus anything else coming out of the discussion at our next meeting. Then to finalize what those amendments would be at the March 12th meeting, and then to update the plan accordingly, potentially adopting it as early as April or May, correct?
Correct. So again, the 6th would be an opportunity to provide us with some feedback on some items where we felt like additional direction for the Planning Commission was necessary based on comments received during the review period. And then this will provide you with a little bit over a month to review the comments you've already received plus the resulting staff recommendations for amendments. And we'll come back and we can go through if there's any items on that list that you have questions about or want to provide an alternative direction on. Once we've got consensus and final direction from the Planning Commission, we'll go and make those amendments to the document and then bring the final document back to you with those amendments for a public hearing.
Okay. Any questions on timetable and next steps for a master plan? Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. I'm looking for a final motion.
I move that we adjourn.
I second.
I have a motion from Commissioner Decker, and a second from Commissioner Thomas to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
This program is presented by a community producer through Midland Community Television. The City of Midland and MCTV are not responsible for the content of the program. The views presented do not necessarily represent those of the City of Midland or MCTV. If you would like to produce your own program, contact MCTV at 837-3474 or access our website, cityofmidlandmi.gov/MCTV. We hope you enjoy the following presentation.